hypothetically speaking, this is not reality. It's just a chance for you and me to talk, hypothetically speaking.
Hypothetically speaking, would you rather be forever anonymous or forever notorious? That's the question this morning. This one takes a little bit of a time to think about. But while you're thinking, let's hear from Michael Schaefer, a comedian who's very busy at the Comedy Festival at the moment. And he's been through, well, a very interesting and challenging last couple of years as well. Michael, good morning, mate.
Morning, morning. Thanks very much for having me on.
Before we get to this hypothetical question, would you rather be forever anonymous or forever notorious? I'm surprised by yours, by the way, but anyway, we'll get to that. Just tell us about how you're going at the moment. You've had testicular cancer and relapsed during lockdown last year. I'm sorry to hear, but how are you going anyway?
Yeah, I'm doing well. I finished my treatment a few months ago, and now I'm in remission, so things are very, very good. So it's nice to be back on stage and part of the festival again. It's so much fun. Obviously, had a pretty rough lockdown. People always say to me, Michael had a pretty rough lockdown too. I had to homeschool the kids last year. and I'm always like, I'm pretty sure homeschooling is actually much worse than getting cancer, actually, to be honest. You know?
how have you gone making jokes about all of this?
Oh, look, it's just all about laughing at everything. I just think everything's funny. You know, people always come up to me and they're always like, Michael, you know, it's great to talk about this stuff because, you know, laughter is the best medicine. And, personally, I found the chemo to be more effective, but, laughter definitely does help a bit.
Testicular Cancer Awareness Month too, in April, I believe. So you're doing some public service and good as well. I guess people appreciate you talking about the situation they might be going through.
Yeah, no, well, it's crazy that I'm doing jokes about my losing a testicle and somehow that is got a public safety message behind it, which is the dream for a comedian to be able to do both.
A quick one. I'm intrigued by the Comedy Festival. How's it going this year? How are you and the fellow comedians enjoying getting up on stage and having people in the room laughing again after virtually 12 months off?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's so crazy to be back, you know, at the festival and to have full rooms, and it's just something that we, you know, obviously didn't think was going to happen, you know, for so long. So it's kind of surreal. I think we're all pinching ourselves and just, you know, making sure that, you know, we're grateful and appreciative for it. You know, I think that's just, you know, the main thing this year is to be really grateful for having an audience. You know, I think previously we all took it for granted, but, it's much easier doing comedy with an audience, I've noticed. It's actually a lot more fun when there's people in the room with you. Otherwise, people just think you're an insane man yelling on the street.
Yeah, there was some good stuff online last year, but I know exactly what you mean. How are the crowds been good? Are there any rules around, any sort of COVID rules around how people need to behave?
Yeah, I mean, not really, to be honest. No. I mean, it started off where you had to wear masks at the venue, but then we didn't have to do that anymore. So now it's just like a 75% kind of capacity restriction on most rooms. But other than that, it feels really normal.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, let's get to the question at hand. Would you rather be forever anonymous or forever notorious? Which way are you going to go? Well, first of all, how do you think about this? Because notorious just depends on what you're notorious for, right?
Well, exactly. So I thought about this quite a lot. So I've made a list of notorious people and anonymous people, and I'm thinking, okay, what's the pros for notorious? What's the pros for anonymous?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking about notorious people. Okay. So first of all, the novel coronavirus, notorious. That is a notorious virus.
Yep.
And obviously, you know, it's got a very bad reputation. But I guess one of the positives of being the coronavirus is that it has traveled the whole world. It has absolutely seen every single country and city in the world.
It's done what none of us could do during the same
time. I've always wanted to travel and see every single, you know, continent, and the novel coronavirus has achieved that off the back of its notoriety. So that's a huge benefit of being notorious here.
Yep.
Anonymous though, think about someone who's like anonymous, like Banksy, anonymous person.
Yeah.
So think about the benefit of being anonymous in that case. Like think of the sense of superiority Banksy must have walking around, people always discussing, you know, wonder who that person is, wonder who that is. Think how cool you'd feel just knowing a secret that everyone else is trying to work out. I reckon if I were Banksy, I would crack on the first day. I would just be wanting credit on the first. I'd be like, nah, it's me. I'm doing all the pictures, guys.
Yeah, so that's a good indication where you stand. But Banksy always seems to me that there's a lot of hard work in being Banksy. You have to work hard to be anonymous.
Yeah, well, exactly. You have to kind of like wear a mask everywhere you go. That's annoying. I mean, another group of people who are anonymous, Daft Punk, anonymous people, you know, they're very famous, but they're anonymous. And I think a huge advantage to their anonymity is that they announced their retirement a few weeks ago, which I thought was a crazy idea, Daft Punk. Why would you retire? Because no one knows who you are anyway. Like, you could just have other people performing your music for you you could just license yourself out to other people.
So they might retire and then step out publicly. Go the
100%.
Other way.
100%. So that's the benefit of being anonymous. So I just think there's like pros and benefits. Like I think about other notorious people like Ned Kelly. Ned Kelly, notorious man, right? Notorious man. And I think one of the benefits of being notorious for him is that over time, like all this mythology has kind of just been created around him, that he went from being like a notorious person to really being like a local hero almost, like an Australian icon.
And people quoting him with tattoos on their chests.
Oh, yeah, people got such his life now is like his big famous quote. Ben Cousins has that on his stomach. I mean, that's pretty cool to have Ben Cousins, you know, have your famous words on his own stomach.
Yeah. Probably not anymore with the way it's
probably
gone.
Probably not anymore, but there was a time.
Well, this is the thing. If he was notorious, then he wasn't notorious. He became, you know, popular in that mythical sort of sense. I think the tide has turned against Ned Kelly, though. I think more people are drawing attention to the fact that he killed police.
Yeah, that he's a bad guy. Yeah, so that's interesting how you can start off notorious and then people forget about it and then people go back to being notorious. So, you know, it's so hard to know like what side of the debate I fall on. I think my overall view is I kind of want to be both, ideally. I'd like to be both notorious and anonymous, I think. Kind of like, I'd like to be able to, for example, for me, I'd like to be able to perform comedy kind of like with a mask on, kind of like Daft Punk would, you know? And that way I can do all the jokes I want to do, all the notorious material I can do. I've got no, you know, if people say, oh, that's offensive, well, you know, I'm anonymous, so I don't have to deal with the brunt of the criticism.
I think this is,
and also...
But I think, I got to pick you up there. You can't have both. I don't think you can answer that question by saying you want to have both.
In an ideal world, I'd like to have both. If I had to choose between one, I guess I would say anonymous. It's very hard, but I guess I would say anonymous overall.
You've swung around. Just hold there.
You made me really think it.
Hold there, Michael Schaefer. You might change your mind again. We're going to go. Caroline in Ballarat has phoned in. Caroline, where do you stand on this?
I know exactly what I said immediately, but first of all, I would just love to say I am missing Sammy, but wow, we couldn't have a better replacement than yourself, PK. It's great to hear you on the radio rather than seeing you on the telly.
Yeah, thank you very much for that. Yes, we are missing Sammy. We'll miss him in the next couple of weeks, but I'll do my best to keep the chair warm.
It's nice hearing you, rather than seeing you.
And you want to be, would you like to be anonymous?
Anonymous, definitely, because I too often drive people crazy.
Yes. Okay. Well, that's a pretty good reason. Carolyn, thanks very much for that.
Pleasure.
Michael, I've got some other people here saying, I'll take anonymity anytime. I'm uncomfortable even with the small degree of notoriety I've acquired as a regular caller to the breakfast buffet. it's sort of leaning towards anonymous.
Is anyone wanting to be notorious?
No, I don't. I haven't had too many people saying that. I guess, but you make a good case. If you can be notorious and not have harmed people, maybe that might be a good one. If you're going to be forever notorious for doing the wrong thing.
Do you know who's a person who I think has benefited from being notorious?
Mm-hmm.
Tonya Harding. Tony, now that is a person who's benefited, because this is a person who notorious for that incident, you know, a couple of decades ago. But now, off the back of that, there's a Netflix series, the kneecapping, there's Netflix series, there's podcasts, there's documentaries. I mean, she must be making a lot of money off the royalties of that notorious incident. I hope so.
I know she went through a dark period there, and it can be terrible. But you can reinvent yourself, particularly in the United States, I feel. The US loves a good comeback story. So you can be notorious, but then it works out okay for you in the end.
Absolutely. We should get, is Donald Trump listening? Because I'd like to hear his views, because he's notorious. Would he prefer to be anonymous? I think he'd prefer to be notorious.
I don't,
if he's listening, I'd love him to call in.
I don't know about notoriety, but he definitely doesn't want to be anonymous. We'll have to wait to see how his political ambitions play out in the next couple of years. Michael, what's next for you? How many more shows you got, mate?
Well, I've got two more weeks of shows at the Comedy Festival, so that's going to be fun. I'm performing at the Mantron Russell in a hotel conference room. So come along and check out my hotel conference room.
Yeah.
And then I'm performing at the Sydney Comedy Festival. I'm going to Hobart. I'm going to Brisbane. I'm trying to get around to every city that will allow me to enter. I still haven't been able to get to Perth, but I'm hoping that one day Mark McGowan will let me.
So all the borders are okay except Perth now.
Oh, I think I actually haven't checked for a while, but all I know is that every time I try to go to Perth, Mark McGowan decides to shut the border. So I think I've given up on that dream for now, and I'm going to wait till everyone's got their second dose of the vaccine before I try and get to Perth.
Yeah, okay. Well, good luck with that, mate. And hopefully the borders are okay with Queensland now. It seemed to turn around pretty quickly last week, so that was good. And you're going to be back on with David Astle at any time shortly?
Yeah, oh, that's a good question. I should flick him a message, see if he wants me back on. I was on the other week and it was a nice chat, and I performed at the Comedy Bites, you know, ABC show the other week. That was hosted by David Astle, which was great. So, yeah, I think I'll be back on probably shortly.
Yeah, terrific. All right. Well, thanks, mate, and good luck with, you know, riding the fence on the notoriety and anonymity. I'm sure you can achieve both if you put your mind to it.
Yeah, I'll be wearing a mask in my shows for the rest of the run now, which is great.
Nicely done, mate. No, yeah, hope it all works out with your health and your treatment as well. We're pulling for you, and yes, good luck, mate.
Thanks very much, mate.
There you go. That's Michael Schaefer, and as I said, it's Testicular Cancer Awareness Month as well, and he's doing wonderful work there.